Direct deposits of the first round of Exxon Valdez oil spill payments started hitting bank accounts Monday morning and should be wrapped up tonight. Paper checks should be in the mail by the end of the week. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more.
It's a bittersweet milestone for plaintiffs in the Exxon Valdez oil spill punitive damages case. On one hand, it's good to get a payment, but on the other, the small checks only serve to remind fishermen and others of the legal ordeal over the past 20 years. Frank Mullen is a Homer fisherman and a financial planner.
The number of folks who had signed up for direct deposit have seen the money land in their account here over the last couple of days, so it's a good thing. If, you know, 20 years later, we're finally seeing something, even though it's much less than we had all hoped for.
Jim O'Brien was a set netter in Uyak Bay when the spill hit.
But I'm glad to get something's better than nothing, I guess. But some of the up times thinking you were going to get it, and then the down times so many different times. They must have said it was around the corner at least a dozen times in the last 12 to 15 years, and that's what I got to say about that.
He says the punitive damages payout, cut first by the Ninth Circuit Court and then again earlier this year by the Supreme Court, is not going to be enough to make fishermen whole, as Exxon had promised in the weeks after the 1989 spill.
It's a far cry from the money lost because of the price that we were getting for fish before the spill. We never really recovered from that price.
Don Fox was a set netter in Uyak Bay. He says seeing the payment list published last month reminded him of how convoluted the whole process became.
You kind of like to peek who got what and all this, and they base it on historic catches. It's all screwed. And the thing that hurt some of the set netters, if you had moved sites the year of the spill or before it, unlike a seiner who could use all the historical catches and stuff, then they could use, but we couldn't use ours. But then some of the seiners during the spill year who got all their oil cleanup money upgraded and increased their production for the later years. Silly, but there's a lot of have-nots and haves, but I always plan on getting nothing.
This first round of payments is going largely to set net, drift net, and seine fishermen in Prince William Sound, Cook Inlet, and Kodiak Island, along with some native groups. Other payments will be approved for dispersal in the new year. With help from Casey Kelly and Homer, I'm Jay Barrett in Kodiak.